Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time now for FMB Friday, the segment written and produced by Nadira Kamarudin. And today we talk about drive-through cafes, you know, usually related to fast food establishments when it comes to drive-throughs.
That's what I always think of. McDonald's has there you go, the most popular drive-through outlets through the years, with the ones that were in East Coast Park and King Albert Park. But now, due to circuit breaker measures, have you ever thought about getting your coffee via a drive-thru?
Very interesting. Well, Crown Coffee is well known to have Ella, who is Singapore's first robotic barista. And now they are also offering drive-thru services.
Yeah, we're going to get into explaining this. The cafe initially offers delivery services, but once the circuit breaker measures were announced, they managed to adapt fast. And now they're offering this drive-thru. But of course, that must come with its challenges. What are they?
I wonder how badly or how well they're affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, online with us to give us more context is Keith Tan, the CEO and founder of Crown Group. Keith, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Elliot. Really nice to meet you guys.
Yeah. Nice chatting with you over the phone this cool Friday morning. So, Crown Coffee, you guys have Ella, which is Singapore's first robotic barista. My first question is, why is she called Ella? Is she named after your ex-girlfriend or mother-in-law?
Well, a lot of people ask that. So I wanted a two-syllable name for a robot that's easy to remember. And my wife happened to be Ellie, so maybe that influenced a little bit.
Okay.
Keith, you are so, so gracious and kind. Excuse my friend across the desk from me right now for being naughty.
Sorry,
but, you know, this is what you're very well known for, right? How is Ella doing? How's it going? Because Circuit Breaker must have literally put a brake on things.
Yes, in a way. So what we've done is to repurpose the tech team to build the app for the drive-thru. So when the circuit breaker was announced, and, you know, the whole team, we were watching the telly, and PM Lee was addressing the nation. And when he announced about the circuit breaker, we knew that our cafe, Crown Coffee, is going to be largely impacted because, you know, we have that hyper-local crowd of office staff that we're serving. And if they're working from home, then like 90% of our business will be impacted. So while the crisis management team decided, okay, what's next? Can we then plan if we have to be shut down? And I was thinking, you know what, we have to turn this into an opportunity. And we have the app that we built for Ella. I gathered the tech team together and I said, let's quickly repurpose Ella's app for Crown Coffee. Crown Coffee needs to survive. And, you know, we have a lot of stuff, you know, on the payroll, and we need to keep that going. And then can we, you know, we happen to be right next to a driveway. And I thought, okay, with all the social distancing measures that's coming, you know, can we then do a drive-through? And I thought, okay, let's try it out. And within 4 days, we managed to do a quick and dirty job, kind of build a new UI interface, a layer over Ella's app, and we went live on the circuit breaker day itself. So that's adapting to it.
Drive-through coffee was actually the first thing that New Zealanders did when they were released from lockdown. So that's quite interesting. Keith, I'm curious though, but leading up to circuit breaker measures, when it was DOSCON orange, right, were you already seeing a bit of a drop in sales or customers?
Okay, this is very interesting. So throughout February, we actually achieved our second highest sales in history.
Wow.
We bucked the trend. I was talking to my team. I was like, you know, we are so blessed, you know. So while the world was getting into lockdown and Singapore was business as usual, everyone's still working and we are free to do our things. And because we serve healthy food, I think that helped us a lot. So a lot of our office customers, they're going out less. So they come to a Crown Coffee and lunch is crazy. You know, we are full to the brim. So February was fantastic. And then March, the first 2 weeks was great. And then the third and fourth week was when the BCP measures kicked in.
Sure.
And you have the AB teams. And a lot of our regulars were like, Keith, you know, I think your business is going to be impacted because half of our staff are going to be working from home from next week. And that's when we saw like a 50% down in visitors. customers, and we had to then also limit our number of seatings in the cafe. So we reduced like 30% of the seating capacity. And I remember I actually posted this on a Saturday on my Facebook page. I'm like, gosh, you know, we're going to be impacted with that reduced seating arrangement. But even then, with less customers, their ticket size increased. So people kind of like want to eat healthier. They spend a bit more. And we managed to scrap through March pretty much, you know, okay, like, you know, a normal month. But when the circuit breaker kicked in, that was when it's hugely impacted. And now that's where our app came in and saved us. Yeah.
So we're speaking to Keith Tan, who's CEO and founder of Crown Group. And it seems to me, just listening to that, that you've got some things which are really working well. I mean, obviously, apart from the fact that the food is clearly good and the coffee is clearly good, what do you think are the main things that you've done so right in the face of this crisis? Because there are going to be other F&B providers listening who could really benefit from whatever you've done.
I think, you know, things are really fluid and we have to adapt. And, you know, when things are so dire, we knew we'll be badly impacted when all our customers are working from home. And we don't have that customer base outside Crown Coffee because we're located in CT Hub 2 in Lavender Street, and it's an industrial area. Mm. It's like financial district, right? So if your office workers are no longer around, a big chunk of your customer base is gone. So it's adapting to that situation. And initially, the first week when Circuit Breaker was announced, our business was really, you know, it was nothing much. You know, everyone's adapting to the new norm, right? And everyone's cooking from home, you know, so you get a lot of really interesting, you know, master chefs coming out on Facebook. I see a lot of that. So the first week was completely a write-off. And there's no silver bullet in this. We've doubled down on our marketing. And that 1 month gave us a chance to quickly develop and introduce new options on our app. And it's actually a blessing in a sense. We are able to do things that we didn't have the luxury to do in a normal day. So we've improved our operations. So we've not laid off any workers. We reassigned the rosters so then, you know, we don't have excess capacity. And I think it's about surviving during this period and be agile and double up your marketing. So that, you know, I'm seeing a lot of new forums where hawkers, they are able to then get an online presence. And I think that's going to be the future. And F&B owners should really embrace that.
Keith, I'm really curious about this drive-through feature that you have. I mean, surely it comes with some challenges. I mean, like, I don't know, time is definitely a challenge because people are driving through. How do you deal with that challenge and at the same time maintain a standard of food quality since you guys serve food as well?
Yeah, that's right. So we developed the app. You can order through, it's a web-based app,
okay,
you know, to start with. So you can open up a web browser on your phone. You know, key in order.crowncoffee.co. That's where you get into the menu. You can choose your orders, your products, and then pay with a credit card on the app itself. And you can choose the time you want to pick up your food. So by then, it gives us some lead time to prepare the food. And as soon as you arrive, you don't need to even get off the car. Unwind right. your windows right. and we'll bring the food to you. So minimal contact.
That's really interesting, because I was wondering, like, did you have to set up a facility? But you've literally, this is literally sort of a curbside pickup. But you've done it in such a way that you've made the design very fluid. Will you maintain it then after we start to come out of Circuit Breaker and in the longer term?
I think this is going to be the new norm, you know, where customers will be ordering through the mobile app and through e-commerce. And I think a lot of traditional businesses in food should embrace that. In fact, the last 3 weeks, our Sunday sales, you know, normally our Sundays are a bit quieter because, you know, we don't have that office crowd. Mm. And the last 3 Sundays, we managed to do better than pre-COVID-19 on our Sunday sales with our app. So the marketing outreach has worked, and we've managed to win new customers that we didn't have before. So I think this, you know, if we can continue this trend, and then when CB is over, we should be stronger. So Circuit Breaker really gave us the opportunity to reach out to customers that we didn't have before. Yeah.
Right. It's interesting you bring up continuing the trend till post-Circuit Breaker. What do you think the landscape is going to be then for Crown Coffee after Circuit Breaker? Are you going to work on perhaps more drive-through outlets?
Okay, so Crown Coffee, you know, let's go back a little bit on how we started, right?
Sure.
It's initially, so in the next few days, we'll be 4 years old. So the first 2 years is really about the food and the coffee. And then there's a pivot into technology with Crown Digital. So the Crown Digital team are the ones building the tech for Crown Coffee. So we wanted to be really focused on building Ella, because Ella's, if you look at Ella's architecture, is really complex. There's the mobile app, there's the automation, there's the robotics, and there must be, there's got to be a supply chain to support that. And we are planning to build and scale that, you know, in train stations, you know, around Singapore. So once this circuit breaker is lifted, you know, our tech team will continue to develop Ella, and we'll scale out of, in Singapore and out of Singapore as well. So we also have a project for Tokyo Olympics that's put on hold for a year now. Mm. But the development is still ongoing. So exciting stuff there.
That's very exciting. I just saw Elliot's eyes widened when you talked about train stations. Do you want to...
This is going to be outside the gantries of the train station, because you can't drink on the train, right?
You can't, but as soon as you get out and then you're at an exchange, so we're going to target the exchanges.
The one-year delay for the Olympics, does that work into your advantage right now?
There's more time to get stuff done. More time to refine our solution. We are also introducing a delivery robot to work in conjunction with Ella. Yeah,
cool.
It's very, very cool. So, you know, Ella is fully automated. You order to your phone, and then your coffee is being made, right, with Ella. But how do you then deliver that straight to the room? So you can imagine in the future, room service will be automated with the delivery robots, which is already working now in China, right? Mm-hmm. And some of the hotels. But if you were to stitch that with production, so Ella's producing the coffee plus the delivery, then you have kind of an end-to-end solution. And it gets very exciting there.
Yeah. Wow, next will be a drone, I think.
Yeah,
yeah, it could be. Yeah.
But you talked, Keith, about this pivot to technology, and you've obviously developed these apps. Now, if other F&B providers come to you and say, look, we heard about you on Money FM 89.3, we want to do what you're doing, is that a product then that you may sell to other F&B providers?
Yes, we do have a lot of F&B chains that came to us, and we're exploring how to help them. In fact, with this app that we've built, if any, you know, restaurant wants to adopt that, I mean, the architecture's been built. I mean, although the business model isn't to sell these or a SaaS model to, you know, but we are happy to help. So definitely.
that's really fantastic. I mean, Keith, could you close it off? I mean, you're obviously... come out of this more positive. Do you have any words of encouragement to F&B retailers out there? A lot of them are struggling right now.
Yeah, I know it's really difficult, you know, but, you know, in times like this, when it's so dire and so tough, you need to be very positive, you know, and you stay positive and encourage all your co-workers and ride through this, you know, survive first and look into all the digital touch points and go online. You know, online, this is a good time to go online and start getting the word out. Maybe double up on your marketing a little bit, and you'll see an uptick in your presence online. And right through this, you know, don't ignore the e-commerce.
Yeah, this has been a great conversation. Keith Tan, CEO and founder of Crown Group. Keith, thank you for taking the time. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you so much. See you guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.